If you have your Bibles this morning, I want to continue on in this series of messages on the power of your words. The power of your words. And in the midst of what we're going through as a nation and, of course, around the world, what we speak has a lot to do with what God is going to do in our hearts and in our lives. So, Father, I just pray this morning for the Word of God as it goes forth in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that You would anoint Your Word this morning as it is taught, as it is preached, Lord, as it is declared in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that You will speak to us, O God. I pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to us this morning. And Father, I'll give You all the praise and all the glory and all the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. I want to go over again the verse that I read last week. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And when the Bible says tongue, it means the words that proceed out of your mouth and out of my mouth will either bring death or life. The latter portion of this verse says, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Let me just say this morning. In certain situations, our words will either create fear or faith. And when I say faith, I mean faith in God and faith in His Word. So what comes out of our mouth is either going to create more faith in God or it's going to increase fear in our lives. And we see that happening, maybe not so much in Creston, but we see it happening in the larger cities in our nation, that fear is increasing. People are speaking words of fear and panic. And what's happening? That panic and fear is increasing. You know, someone said to my son in Toronto, you know, if you come and visit me, come directly to my house. Don't go to the corner store to get gas, because you might pick up the virus there. Don't go to the grocery store and get anything, because you might pick up the virus there. I want you to get out of your house, go into your car, and come directly to our house. Now, what is that? That's fear speaking. That's fear. Fear is speaking, and when fear speaks, it decreases faith. Are you hearing me this morning? It decreases faith in God. And we start to begin to doubt whether God can even protect us. Let me tell you something. He is our shield of protection. Can somebody shout amen this morning? He is our shield of protection. Now the Bible says in this verse that those who love it will eat its fruit. So what comes out of your mouth will produce some sort of fruit. It will either produce good or bad fruit. There's just no getting around it this morning. There's just no getting around it this morning. If we want to speak the words, we want to speak the words that produce life, that produce spiritual growth in our own particular spiritual lives. We have to do that this morning. And you know what? We need to be intentional about it. We need to train ourselves in this regard. It doesn't happen overnight. We need to train ourselves to speak the things that line up with God's holy word this morning. Are you hearing me? To speak the things that line up with the precepts and the word of God in our hearts. We need to speak those things. Go to Proverbs chapter 15, verse 4. And I want to look at another verse. The Bible says in verse 4, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. Now we can do some grumbling. How many have ever done grumbling? Can I see your hand? How many have ever grumbled? Come on, you grumbled this morning. Yeah. You know what? I have to admit, I grumbled just a bit this morning when I seen the snow. I grumbled a little bit. Just a tiny bit. But you know, snow reminds us of something. Cleansing, that's right. The Bible says a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. You know, if we recorded ourselves throughout the day, we would see how often we grumble and complain about situations and especially some people who get under our skin. Right? The Bible says a wholesome tongue. That word wholesome means healthy. Or a tongue that promotes health in others. In other words, what comes out of our lips, what comes out of our mouth will either produce death or life or health, not only in us, but the people we're talking to. Hello? You want others to get healthy? Spiritually speaking? I'm talking about spiritually speaking. Do you want the people that you are communicating with to be healthy spiritually? Then we need to speak the things that are in accordance with God's word. You know, we have to ask ourselves, is what coming out of our mouth creating health in others? Are there people that you try to avoid sometimes because of the words that proceed out of their mouth? Are you hearing me? The Bible says we are supposed to be speaking the truth to each other in love, speaking and declaring God's word, God's promises, and God's ways. Hallelujah. That's what God wants us to do. You know, when you speak the word, the Bible says the word of God is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing asunder, even to the dividing of soul and spirit. Hallelujah. That's why it's important to read the Bible. That's why it's important to study the word of God, to get his word deep down in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit, so that when you have an opportunity to speak, the word of God is there and you can declare it in the name of Jesus. Now, some people say, well, this sounds like positive confession. No, it's not. This is Bible confession. This is speaking the word of God. Are you following what I'm saying? Speaking the word of God. Now I want to go a little deeper in this. We talked about these things last week, but let's go a little deeper this morning. James chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. James chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Even so, the tongue is a little member. How many know the tongue is small compared to the other parts of your body? The tongue is small compared to other parts of your body. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. You take a spark. You go out into the forest where it's dry, and you create a spark. What will that spark do? It can create a flame. That flame can grow and burn hectares and hectares of forest. But it all started with a simple spark. Are you following what I'm saying? A simple spark can begin with one word that comes out of your mouth, can create havoc. Are you hearing me? Havoc in the lives of others. Hello? Do you know how many people have grown up in those kinds of homes? Where there's been no encouragement, where there's been words of discouragement constantly. And that hampers the lives of people, especially young lives. It can hamper those lives. The Bible says, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. If it's not under the control of the Holy Spirit, it can become a world of iniquity. The tongue must come under the governing power of the Holy Spirit. Can somebody say amen this morning? Under the governing power of the Holy Spirit. The tongue is so set among our members, and this is the point I want to get to this morning, that it defiles the whole body. In other words, what comes out of your lips can actually defile you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? What comes out of your mouth can actually defile you. That's why sometimes after you've had a conversation with someone, you don't feel so good after. Why? Because the Holy Spirit within you is being grieved by the things that you've said, and now your spirit is defiled. What does that word defiled mean? The word means to stain or soil or to create a spot. Are you following what I'm saying? So if I leave this church this morning and I go home and I start speaking things that are against the Word of God, if I start declaring things that do not line up with God's Word, if I start to speak poisonous thoughts and words, those things are going to create a stain or soil my spirit. Are you hearing me? Let me just throw this out at you. Have you ever struggled in prayer? Come on, how many have ever struggled in prayer? Do you know why we struggle in prayer sometimes? It's because our spirit has been defiled by the things that have come out of our mouth. Are you hearing me? And we need God to cleanse us and to purify us of those things and change the way we talk so our prayer life will be renewed and revived in the name of Jesus. Can somebody say amen this morning? Come on, somebody. Hello. Now, I know you guys don't do this, but when I was growing up, people used to go home and have the pastor for dinner. Right? Or somebody else, right? But when you do that, you're only harming yourself. Are you hearing me? You're only destroying and hindering your own spiritual walk with God to create a spot or a stain or soil. Unbiblical declarations about ourselves or others must be repented of. I want to just stop here for a minute and think about the things that we have said about ourselves. How many know that sometimes we say things about ourselves that do not line up with God's word? Hello? We can declare things about ourselves that do not line up with God's word. We can declare things about others that do not line up with God's word. Now, go to Matthew chapter 15. This is where I want to talk about this for a minute. Matthew's Gospel chapter 15, verse 10. And when he had called the multitude to himself, Jesus said, "Hear and understand. Not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles a man." Now, I didn't say that. That's what Jesus is saying. Jesus is saying it's not what you eat that's defiling you, because the Jews were so specific on what you can eat and what you can't eat. Jesus said it's not what's going into your mouth that's defiling you. It's what's coming out of your mouth. That is what is defiling you. I want you to think about that for a minute. When you get angry, and you start talking, and you start declaring things, those things, if they are not in accordance with God's word, can actually hinder your walk with God. Hello? I hear some people say that what that person did is unforgivable. Does that line up with the Bible? Jesus said if someone comes to you 70 times 7 and says, "Forgive me," the Bible says you have to forgive them. Are you hearing me? I will never talk to him again. How many know the Bible says love covers over a multitude of sins? Hello? Hello? Are you with me this morning? I don't love you anymore. Really? Hello? I someone has said that. I've heard people say that before. Not to me, of course, but to others. I don't love you anymore. You're a failure. I'm a failure. I'm a loser. He's a loser. Are those the things that we should be saying? Friends, we need to ask God to forgive us of those things in the name of Jesus. We need to turn that defilement around and get the cleansing that we need, hallelujah, by the blood of Jesus Christ. I will never be healed. I will never be delivered. I'll always live like this. Is that what God wants us to say? You know, when the Holy Spirit really begins to move upon you, those are some of the things that God is going to bring to your remembrance that need to be under the blood of Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me this morning? Remember what I shared last week about the rudder. You know, when you get angry, how many have ever gotten angry? Can I see your hand? How many have ever gotten angry? Okay. When you get angry, that's when you say things that oftentimes you regret. Right? And those things need to be brought to the cross, and we need to get them under the blood in Jesus' name. Are you hearing me? And I sense in my spirit so deeply that there are things that we have said in the past. We have made declarations concerning situations and circumstances that do not line up with God's word. And we need to get those declarations under the blood of Jesus Christ. Can somebody shout amen this morning? We need to get them under the blood. You say, well, God doesn't care about that. Yes, he does. In the Old Testament, he even cared about every vow that someone made. Every idle word. Now, I want to encourage you this morning. You know, sometimes we're trying to make spiritual progress and there seems to be something blocking it. We're trying to get an answer to prayer and there seems to be something blocking it. There seems to be something standing in the way of our spiritual progress. Could it be that something that we have said in the past, some declaration that we've made about ourselves, needs to be brought to the surface and put under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? I believe that if we'll let the whole, I'm not talking about digging things up on our own. But I think that some relationships are frayed. Even marriage relationships are frayed because of things that have been said to the spouse or to someone, and they've never been repented of. They've been spoken out of anger. They've been spoken out of frustration. And we've said things, and we've never asked God to forgive us of those things. And the Bible says it's not what goes into the mouth, it's what comes out of the mouth. That's what creates the stain, the spot, the soiling of our spirit. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And I think this morning, just like a beaver, well, it builds those dams. It's cutting trees down and blocking up the flow. That some of the things that we have said become like those pieces of wood that get in the way of the free flowing of the Holy Spirit. And God wants to remove those things in Jesus' name. You know what? Can I say this? What we say, even about this church, can hinder what God wants to do through this church. Are you hearing me? Hello? 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 Even those things need to be repented of in Jesus' name. If they don't line up with the Bible, if they don't line up with the Word of God, they need to be repented of. And I believe that when those things are brought under the blood of Jesus, there comes a flow to our spiritual lives that we've never experienced before. Hallelujah. The blockage is removed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The river begins to flow with power again. Thank you, Jesus. Can somebody shout amen? Hallelujah. Truth. I want to look at one more verse that the Holy Spirit has just brought to my mind here this morning in the book of James, and then I'm gonna close. Let's go to the book of James. It's not on your overhead this morning, because the Holy Spirit has just brought it to my attention, and I just want to look at it briefly this morning. If you give me a moment to find it. James. If I can find it here. Yes, James chapter 3. And let us just read down from verse 9. Let's begin at verse 8. For no man can tame the tongue. I mean, only God can do that. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessings and cursings. Wow. Now he's not talking to unsaved people, he's talking to Christians. Can a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh. So 1 minute we're blessing God, and the next minute we're cursing someone by the words that proceed out of our mouth. Are you following me this morning? And I believe with all my heart that if we can change how we talk and how we speak, it will create a revival within us in the name of Jesus. There will be a mighty revival that will take place. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, because our words have power. And when they line up with God's word, hallelujah, that anointing is going to begin to flow. Glory be to God. I have to tell you about this last week, because there's been a few times where I've said, Lord, I'm not going to say that. You know one of the two best words in the English language? No comment. No comment. No comment. Someone says something to you to try to incite you to say something outside of the Word of God, the best thing you can say is, I have no comment. Are you hearing me this morning? No comment. I'm putting a guard over my mouth. I have no comment. I'm not going to speak. I'm not going to declare something that goes outside the confines of God's word. Now, you say, well, does that mean that you can't share concerns? No. But the more you talk about something, the less wisdom you're going to have. Can I say that again? The more you regurgitate something and talk about it from morning till night, And the days are getting longer, by the way. So from morning till night, you're talking about. How many of you have ever been that way? I've done that. My wife said, when are you going to shut up? In a nice way, of course. Thank God for our wives, right? Thank God for our husbands. Not much there. Okay. From morning till night, you're talking about something. The more you talk about it, the more you regurgitate it, the less opportunity you're going to have to receive from God and hear the voice of God and get the wisdom from God and find out what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. Did you know? And I want to preach on this. There is power in silence. When you and I stop talking about something, that's when the Holy Spirit can plant within us a nugget of truth in the name of Jesus. What we need to go forward in the name of Jesus. Are you hearing me this morning? When you say, I'm not going to talk about it anymore, I've given it to God, I've submitted it to the Holy Spirit, I'm not going to keep yakking about it in yak, I'm going to just leave it with God. Then that's when God starts talking to us in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, what is it you want me to do? God can take a nugget of truth and deposit it within your spirit in the name of Jesus. Friends, we all have situations and circumstances that we face. We have to lift it to God, stop talking about it, and let God breathe into us his wisdom in the name of Jesus. Try it. It works. Try it. It works. Let's pray.